Blog Talk Radio.
Sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
Yeah. let everything that has breath worship and praise him right now.
Let your name be. made the dry bones leave again.
Yahweh,
oh,
Yahweh.
Oh. And you picked me from the mountain, Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
Oh. No one can love me like you do.
Yahweh,
oh,
Yahweh.
Edge to edge, you're still the same. Seasons come and seasons go. You made the dry bones leave again. Wonderful Counselor, El Shaddai, Adonai. Oh, edge to edge, you're still the same. Hands to sing your praises, wonderful Counselor, El Shaddai.
an altar of worship tonight. Jesus is here. Healing power is here. Oh.
You are great, yes, you are holy one. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. One walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Oh yeah.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Everything, yeah.
Everything about you is great.
You are great.
Thank you.
we worship you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
I'm a freak. Come on, let's put our hands together and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
These are the days I've been lying to declare. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you for this day. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, we thank you for watching, sending your angels to watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your grace and goodness in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for salvation that you have freely given to us. We thank you, Lord, O God, we give you glory. We magnify your name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father God, thank you for your goodness and mercy in our lives. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for restoration, O God. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy above all names. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. How great is our God. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us of our sins, O God. We ask for forgiveness of sins of omission, commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. We cry out for mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for each and every one connected to us. Mercy, O God. Oh, thank you for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, children, oh God, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your love in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father God, you know what they stand in need of. You know about their going in and coming out. You know everything that concerns their lives, O Lord. So, Father God, everything that they need, we ask you to grant it. I ask you to grant it to them according to your will, plan, and purpose, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for restoration. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. There's a young, I just saw this in the prophetic. There's a young man, and I see a young man, early 30s or late 20s. I cannot see his face, but the Spirit of the Lord is releasing the age to me, the age frame to me. This young man is sitting down, and there's a woman sitting. I don't know if it's one of our sons, but it's a young man, one of our brothers, or whoever it is, if you have sons and brothers. But I see this lady sitting on this man's lap. But as I see the lady sitting on his lap, Then the Lord, she changes into a demon. And it's two-faced. I see her sitting as a regular person. Then the next thing, I see her as a demon sitting. So whoever, you pray for your sons, pray for your brothers, in the name of Jesus, your nephews. There's somebody that have a son, nephew, grandson, is a man between the ages of late 20s, early 30s. The person has a two-face sitting, but the man does not know. Hallelujah. May the Lord intervene on this person's behalf and review in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We just pray, Lord, whoever it is, oh God, which one of our sons or nephews or grandsons, oh God, Father God, that you expose and dispose and destroy every plot of the enemy against their lives in the name of Jesus. Against plot of the enemy that has come against the males in our families that life. Oh, Father God, expose and dispose in the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying, sheep in wolf clothing, sheep in wolf clothing. So, Lord, I just thank you and I bless you for the revelation in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now let's go to the scripture in the name of Jesus. God, the great rewarder. Matthew 16:24-27. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he will gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works. God is a rewarder. He appreciates every sincere effort on our behalf of those who seek him. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Your achievement may not be something that men will applaud or be interested in emulating, but if by faith you were sincerely seeking his glory in your efforts, he is well pleased and will reward you for your faithful diligence. He told Abraham, I am thy exceedingly great reward. I am thy exceedingly great reward. In Genesis 51, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, for I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. The words of God mention various reasons for God rewarding someone. Number one, he rewards those who diligently seek him. He rewards those who diligently seek him. The diligent seeker after God is rewarded. The favor of God is not something to be treated lightly and despised. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't think your efforts are in vain. If you diligently seek in the Lord from your heart, he will reward you. Isaiah 55:6-7, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man is, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Please write those scriptures down for yourself. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall find when, and you shall seek me and find me when you will search me with all your heart. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from whence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou shalt seek him with what? With all thy heart and with all thy soul. Psalm 19:7-11. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. I gave you three scriptures, Hebrews 11:6, Isaiah 55:6-7, Jeremiah 29:11-13, Deuteronomy 4:29, Psalms 19:7-11. He is number one. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Now let's look at number two. He rewards those who are persecuted and reviled because of their devotion and dedication to him. In situations where your personal relationship with Jesus is odious to others and your declaration of his great name is an offense to their sensibilities, your consistency and faithfulness to Messiah result in a great reward. So those who are persecuted and reviled because of their devotion. Many times people will mock you because you devoted to the Lord. So many people are even killed because they have given their life to the Lord. But the Bible says there is a great reward. Let's look at Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Luke 6:22-23. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day. Leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. But in the like manner did the fathers unto the prophets. So there is a reward when you're persecuted and extra, and when people do things to you for the sake of the God, you know, because they don't like the gospel. They revile you, they tease you, they do all kinds of things. You are, God, the Lord will reward you in the name of Jesus. Number three, he rewards those who practice and exemplify the nature and character of Jesus Christ. It is very easy to love those close to us and bestow favors on our loved ones, but it takes the nature of Jesus Christ to forgive those who trespass against us, bless those who curse us, and do good to those who hate us. It is more than an outward show and display for public witness. It should flow from a Christ-like heart. With the sincerity of Christ in his pleading for the Father to forgive his tormentors. It is like Stephen, who witnessed a good, compelling witness, praying that his murderers be not charged with the sin of his murder. A witness that moved Saul towards conversion after meeting with God, not only in the Holy Temple at Jerusalem, but on the dusty road to Damascus. So let me, number three, he rewards those who practice and exemplify the nature and the character of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your heart You want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. You have heard that it has been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. But if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That means you just don't love people that are around you. You love people that are difficult and hard to get along with. God, the operative word this morning is what? Is love. And as you love from your heart and you diligently seek the Lord, he is a what? A great rewarder. Let's look at Luke 61:38. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thanks have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have ye? For sinners also even do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured again to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why we have to be careful how we treat people. The same way we treat them, it will come right back if we're not careful in the name of Jesus. So we're talking about number four, he rewards those who do not make a public display of their charity or show of their spirituality. There are a lot of people that if they're doing something, they're very boastful, and God will not reward those type of people who boastful and want every accolade to come to them. They will not get their reward. Many in these modern days continuously make a show of their charitable giving on public media and boast of their good deeds. God is not pleased with all this display. It is odious to him, because when you come like that, it becomes that fresh fragrance, becomes sour, amen, in the name of Jesus. So remember, he rewards those who do not make a public display of their charity, of their spirituality. Boast in the goodness of the Lord. Do boast in yourself. Matthew 6:1-7. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of men. Otherwise, you shall have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. When you bless somebody, give church something, don't come all over publicizing. God do not like it like that. Therefore, when thou to have the arms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say to them, they have their reward. But when thou doest let not thy right hand know what thy right hand doeth, that the arms will be in secret, and the Father we see in secret shall reward you openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But Thou, when thy prayer enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in heaven, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain reputations as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. That is quite clear. Matthew 6:1-7. We're talking about God being a rewarder. Hallelujah. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He rewards those who are hospitable towards the true servant of God and welcome and accept and receive the person and his message. Those people who have that is spirit of Mary, who are welcoming and open their homes, the Lord rewards them in the name of Jesus. Call servants bearing his news and message are ambassadors and representative of God. Receiving them means you are receiving God. Rejecting and ignoring and spurning them is at the tantamount to rejecting, ignoring, and spurning Jesus. This is something we can ill afford to do, for we may well be found endangering our future and eternal relationship with Almighty God. Matthew 10:40-42. He that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to the drunk unto one of the little cups of cold water only in the name of his disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Matthew 9:41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, that you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, you shall not lose his reward. Hallelujah. He rewards those who labor in his name and on his behalf. Number 6, we have been commissioned to bear witness unto him. We are called to be co-laborers together with him. He leads, we follow. He commands, we obey. We are here to glorify him, to exalt his name, and not to make a name for ourselves. Our efforts on his part should result in people seeing him and not us. We are like the curtain pullers on stage. People should not see us, just what we have displayed. Their attention should be drawn to the person of Jesus Christ, to the nature of God, to the message, and not the messenger. According to our building, so shall our reward be. He rewards those who labor in his vineyard. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3:7-10. Then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto us as a wise master builder. We have to lay the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. I read 1 Corinthians 3:7-10. 1 Colossians 3:11-15. For other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day it shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he buildeth upon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. First Colossians 9, Corinthians 9, 13 to 18. Do you know that we minister about holy things live on the things of the devil, and they which wait on the Lord are partakers, and they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar, even so have the Lord ordained that which preach the gospel should live the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so unto me. For if it were better for me to die, then that any man should make my glorifying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glorify of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe to me, if I preach not the gospel. But if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if it is against my will, a disposition of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily then, when I preach the gospel, that I may make the gospel of Christ, with all charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. That was 1 Corinthians 9:13 to 18. Hallelujah. Now let's go to number 7. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So number 6. We're still on number 6. Number 6, the scripture is 3:23-25. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:23-25. 1 Titus 5:17-18. Let the all elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth of the corn. Then the laborer is worthy of his reward. Hebrews 10:35-39. Cast not away therefore your covenants which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye shall have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draws back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Second John 1:8, look to yourself that we lose not those things which have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. We're talking about God being a rewarder. Isaiah 40:10, behold, the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Revelation 22:12-13, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Isaiah 62:10, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highways, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. 1 Colossians 2:9. But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. If God did nothing else for us, the mere fact that he gave his son is more important. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. The Messiah came, Jesus came to earth, a complete package from the Father. packed with all of heaven's best in him. We are complete, but he gave more. The Holy Ghost came next, and he remained with us to this day, empowering us with his dynamic divine enablement and bringing spectacular gifts with him. And to crown it all, we live in anticipation of the day when we are gathered to him and to eternal rewards. How can we ever hope to give God? Surely he deserves our all. God is what? A rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let me go back over the points again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. One. The first scriptures I started with was Matthew 16:24-27. Then let's go, hallelujah. We go down. He said he rewards, number one, he rewards those who diligently seek him, number one. Number two, he rewards those who are persecuted and reviled because of their devotion and dedication to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then let's look at the next one. Hallelujah. Number four, he rewards those who do not make a public display of their charity or show of their spirituality. Hallelujah. Then let's look at number five. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He rewards those who are nice towards the true servant of God, hospitable servant of God, and welcome and accept and receive the person and his message. Hallelujah. That's number five. And number six, he rewards those who labor in his name and on his behalf in the name of Jesus. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So many times you give up before you get that reward. I'm saying to give up. God's words are yes and amen. What he says he will do, he will do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for pouring into us. I pray that your children, your sons and daughters will open their hearts to receive, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us in our walk with you. Guide us, lead us, and direct us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and everyone under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. Christ is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Thank you for giving us understanding. Thank you for giving us revelation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. I want to bless the Lord for each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed and saved week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.